This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the farm. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, yeah. Rick.
I know. It's another Thursday morning, and here we go.
Rick, I'd like to share some of my thoughts on preparedness with you. Now, my numbers have been, they've remained at about 3%. I believe from my years of being involved in preparedness and broadcasting, and I've been broadcasting a little over 3 years, but I believe there are about 3% of us in the United States who are actually paying attention to what's happening around us, and some of that 3% are actually preparing at a significant level. Now, here's my question. If we knew the timeline, if we knew the dates that a significant event would happen, and let's just say we agree with John Reagan, USAprepares.com senior instructor, the author of The Financial State of the Union. If we agree, and I do agree with him, that a collapse is coming. If we knew the dates, and that's just one item, the financial collapse, would we do something to get ready? Would we step up our preparedness efforts, our survival efforts? Would we build community at a faster rate? Or just watch TV, ball games, you know, the bread and circuses? Now, I submit to the class that most people in the United States will say something equivalent to this. Well, I can't do anything about it, so, you know, what can I do? I'm just one person. I'm just going to go back to watching TV, going to ball games, and you know, by the way, I'm really busy, you know. All the activities that our children have at school, you know, the school plays and the school games and the soccer activities. You know, I'm just so busy with that. I don't think I can really change anything in my life. You know, and there's always the spring breaks, and there's going to Florida or wherever people go on spring breaks. Now, let's contrast that, that attitude of the American consumer with what we were like back during the 1940s. That would be the World War II era. Now, on the United States side of World War II, men enlisted in the fight. Okay? All of my father's brothers enlisted in the fight. They signed up. They volunteered to go and fight and defend America. Okay? And back home, while my father and his brothers and many, many, many men like them did the same thing. But back home, the men and women who were either too young or too old to fight or had a reason, a significant reason, not to fight, a real reason, a bona fide reason, they really sacrificed. They had very little to eat. There were not a lot of comforts. They were cold in the winter. They were hot in the summer. There were food rations, tire rations, gasoline rations. I mean, everything was rationed because materiel went toward the war effort. So the men and women who were back home worked day and night in the factories. They scavenged material that could be recycled as aluminum and brass and iron, and that went into the war effort. So the entire United States was involved in fighting the war, whether they were on the ground, in combat, supplying the combat troops, or back home, providing the material and the effort and the labor that went into that war, to win that war. Okay. Now, at the war's end, the fighting men, when they came home, they did not harbor any anger against those who were back home who did not fight in the war. And the reason they didn't is because everybody was involved in supporting them. Now, I submit to you that today it's different. If there are 3%, and those are my numbers, and you're certainly welcome to disagree if you'd like, there are 3% of us engaged in fighting this war against humanity here at home in the United States of America. 3%. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is one of the 3%. Dr. Norman Shealy and the rest of your instructors here at USAPrepares.com are part of that 3%. And there are many others to make up that 3%. So 97% of the people in America, according to my thinking, are disengaged. They are parasites. They are pansies. They are weak. And when the war is over, this war against humanity, and I'm talking about geoengineering, I'm talking about Monsanto, I'm talking about genetically modified foods, I'm talking about the electromagnetic radiation, I'm talking about the everything that you can think of, including the government buying up all the ammunition they can so we can't buy it. When all this is over,
are
we going to, yes, I'm here. When all this is over, I believe that we are going to look at those parasites, those Klingons, those barnacles of societies, those freeloaders, as not being part of us. And I suggest to them that 97% that they join us in this fight to save America, because I believe that we're going to look at that 97% differently from the way that our soldiers looked at the people back home after World War II when they came home. What I'm saying is everybody was involved in supporting the war during World War II, and only 3% are supporting the war against humanity, the crimes against humanity that are going on right here and right now in the United States. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I had a picture on Facebook. I was just trying to find it. I posted it yesterday on the new cars that are in storage because people are not buying new cars. And why are they making those new cars? Is because it keeps people working. The whole thing is a balloon that cannot continue to have air put into it. It's expanded to such an extent, the whole thing is about to explode. And there are algorithms or projections of what's going to happen next by a lot of different government agencies that were, you know, essentially summarized in that NASA, the Future of War paper that came out last year. It just has gone viral across the internet. People are making observations that we're going to watch things change now, not in series of years, but in series of months and weeks now, and there will be what is called the quickening, where the realization, you know, 57%, this was an article in a major CBS News report, 57% of the people in America right now are not prepared for any kind of an event. They're absolutely not. Their dependency on their telephone, on their automobile, on their food supply is such that there will be such chaos reigning through, there will be loss of life. That is why all the FEMA camps have been set up in preparation ahead of time for this event that is about to happen. And with my projections that I sent to you, that little scenario of the two primary dates of 2025 and 2048, as things are progressing right now, there will be, according to the leading scientists and best guesses, no life remaining on Earth by 2048, as we are going right now. And remember, the word I used for America, one of the key words, was ill-informed, ignorant, and complacent. And what you're talking about is the complacency of being worried about your day-to-day rent and not the big picture of what's actually going on around you and how it's affecting your day-to-day events.
Well, you're absolutely right, Rick. And you add to that the school system, the public school system, who is running the lives of America. And actually, they're ruining the lives of America. My father, and I guess this is blasphemy, what I'm saying, or the equivalent of it, because my mother and my father were involved in education. My mother at the college level, my father was a principal and an acting superintendent. And my dad thought that public schools, you know, back in the 1950s were pretty good. Well, they've eroded to the point where I decided that I was going to take our children out of the public school system, out of the indoctrination system. And I remember the day that I told my dad that, hey, Dad, we're gonna homeschool our children. And he looked at me like, are you kidding? Are you serious? And the reason he thought that is he was thinking back to when he was a principal and a superintendent, and the public school system was excellent. But it's been ruined. It's been ruined by a bunch of thugs and criminals at the highest order in Washington, D.C. If you love your children, get them out of the public school system and homeschool them, or send them to private school. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, we've been saying that a war has been declared on we the people by our government. Now, why would I say such a thing? Well, how about this? Current headlines. 10% of Tea Party donors are audited by the IRS. How about that? How about this? How about the billions of rounds of ammunition that have been purchased by the government? I'm talking about hollow point type ammunition. Civilian type ammunition is being bought by the government. Now, just in 40 caliber alone, which we the people hardly use, right? It's a handgun ammunition for a semi-automatic handgun. 450 million rounds. That's 1.5 rounds to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States of America. In just 40 caliber. How about this? How about the automatic license plate scanner equipment that is riding around in your city right now? Snapping up license plate information. Now, so many people are willing to say, hey, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's okay. It's okay if they put their hands down my pants at TSA. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's okay if they stop every vehicle on the highway and demand to search every vehicle because I'm not doing anything wrong. I submit to you that it is not okay because you're not doing anything wrong. And the war on drugs is a farce. The war on poverty, we haven't won that since Lyndon Baines Johnson was president. The war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on crime, the war on terror. You cannot win a nameless, faceless war. It's all smoke. It's all designed to keep you afraid so that you will ask the government for protection. I submit to you that if you look at the Pentagon, we have never won a war since the government has had the Pentagon. and we never lost a war before the Pentagon. What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that you need to stand up for what is your belief, and you need to protect and defend yourself from everything. If you find products in the store that you don't like, that you think are harmful, have you gone up to the store manager and said, hey, I want to show you this. Maybe you can help me read this label. What are these ingredients? Because from what I know, they're toxic. Why are you carrying this in your store? You know, and if enough of us would do things like that, they'd stop carrying these products.
You know, the key word there, though, is you said that it's only 3% of us. It only takes 5% to create a change.
Mm-hmm.
If 5% of the people using what used to be 10%, it's now down to 5. If only 5% decided to do that in the store, that would be enough to cause change. It won't be 3. It takes 5%. That's the key figure.
Rick, yesterday, let me just bring a real-life example. Yesterday, I was coming back from a meeting with another talk show host, and so I stopped to get a haircut. Now, the place where I got the haircut is the same place I went 8 years ago, but I had stopped going there because the gal who cut my hair at this particular haircut chain set up her own business, and I followed her to her own business. Well, her business ceased to exist, and so I went back to this chain, and I told the story to the gal who cut my hair yesterday. I said, you know, I was here about 8 years ago, and I was, she noticed my gun in my, my 45. So, she said, I should do a good job cutting your hair because you've got that gun. And I kind of smiled and I said, let me tell you a story. So 8 years ago, I was here. And it was kind of chilly, and I had my blue jeans on and my rider jacket. And it was my turn to have my hair cut, and you know, I was in the waiting area, and my name was called. So I took off my rider jacket, hung it up on the hook in the waiting area. And the gal was cutting my hair, saw my gun. She said, oh, you've got a gun. And I go, well, yeah, but if you want, I can leave. Well, I'll tell you the rest of that story when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. And I suggest, class, that you lead by example. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the point of this... The point of this little story is that you can say no. And here's what happened. So I was getting my hair cut about 8 years ago, and I was hanging up my rider jacket, my blue jean rider jacket, so I could sit down in the chair to have my hair cut. And the lady saw as I was taking my jacket off that I had a gun. She said, "You have a gun." Now, there are a whole bunch of people in the waiting room, that men and women, who heard her say that. Now everybody's looking at me because I'm standing there hanging up my jacket. And so I turned to her and I said, "Well, I can leave." And she looked at me and she said, "Well, you've been here for a while, so I guess it's okay." So I sat down, and now everybody in the entire beauty salon or barbershop is trying to listen to this discussion. You could hear a pin drop there. And I explained to her that, you know, if something bad happened, I'd be able to do something about it. But if I weren't there, I wouldn't be able to do anything about it. And she said, "You know, I think you're right. I guess you're right. I'm glad you're here." And so I had been a customer of hers for all that time until my last haircut, which was yesterday. And I'm looking for where this lady is right now. I haven't found her. But I think she landed another place, another shop. So the bottom line is I said the equivalent of no. And what I meant was, look, I'm not going to take my gun and leave it in my car. Now, either my gun stays with me and you cut my hair, or I'm leaving. Either way, your choice, what would you prefer? Okay? And we can lead by example. We can do that. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and brandish your firearm, because that's crazy. But I do carry mine wherever I go. And when I was at lunch yesterday, I had a lunch meeting at Steak and Shake. And there I was with my dark blue jeans, my long sleeve shirt, my combat belt, my combat boots, and my .45 at Steak and Shake. Did I make people nervous? I don't know. It didn't seem to. So what I'm saying is you can say no. And when I go to Walmart, I might just happen to ask for the guy in the white meat coat in the meat department. Hey, do you guys put pink slime in your meat? And I might say it loud enough so everybody around me can hear. Now, why would I do that? So that I can educate people that Walmart has pink slime in their meat, or at least they used to a short time ago. So, Rick, we can say no. And you said 57% of Americans are not prepared for any event. Now, my arithmetic tells me that 57% is closer to two-thirds than it is to one-half. So, if we're rounding, that's almost two out of three of us, Rick, are not prepared for any event.
Well, what are you going to do, for example, if the grid goes down and you can't broadcast your message?
Well, let me tell you, you've
been
to our studio.
I 57%. Most all of us are in a situation where we do not have, in some minor way, backup to things like water, food, and or transportation, communications. How do you communicate to your wife across town when you're in downtown Lebanon and the grid goes down and your car doesn't work? How do you communicate to her that everything's okay and I'm coming toward you? That's what I meant by unprepared. People haven't even begun to think about it.
That's a really good point, and let me address that. Rick, I'm in the studio right now, and you've been to the farm, and I'm broadcasting from the farm right now. I have four monitors. I have voice equipment. I have a mixer. I've got audio equipment to listen to the sound. I've got screens that tell me the modulation, that tell me the view meters of how the audio is going out and how it's coming back. I have a codec to transmit exactly from my studio in Missouri to Genesis Communications Network. I also have a battery backup system that everything is running on, and it has two large marine batteries. That
so you're ready to be John Connor, but how about the pickup stations taking your message of beyond Lebanon?
Okay. Well, right now, Rick, we are broadcasting on 11 different outlets, AM, FM, satellite. And what happens is the signal's going out to Genesis. Now, we have a weak link on that signal because that weak link is the Internet. So if the Internet goes down, we go down, and so do just about every other broadcast that uses the Internet.
Well,
that's
now you're getting the 57 part. And it gets further with water and food. And basics, communications, like if we're working at different parts of the farm and there's no way to call for help.
Mm-hmm. Now,
nobody's
well, let's
got
talk about,
the old, you know, smoke signals. What are you going to do, build a fire and send a signal up in the air?
Well, let me share some of what I've done so that our class can think about maybe implementing some of this for themselves. So I have this very large battery backup. Now, I'm a pretty frugal guy. I am funding this broadcast on my own. We have one sponsor that actually keeps me on the air, and that's the freeze-dry guy. Other than the freeze-dry guy, I fund this myself out of my own wallet, and I'm running at a loss. Now, So because of that, I'm very frugal. So I bought two large batteries, and I actually have six of them here at the farm that I can connect to keep the broadcast studio running. And just two of them will keep me on for the 2 hours should the power go out. So I'll have light, and I'll have all the broadcast computers, everything I need to run for 2 hours. Now, let's say the Internet goes down. That's a weak connection. So if the Internet goes down, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all of our friends in the old media, the dinosaur media, they will have trouble getting the news to talk about the news. They will have no sources other than maybe if the phone lines work. So they will be at the same disadvantage that we are. Not only that, they will have trouble getting their signal from wherever they are broadcasting from to the radio syndicator, just like we will. So we're all going to be in the same boat. So what do I have next? If I turn immediately to my right, and you've seen this next to me, Rick, you sat in the seat at this where I broadcast from. Immediately to my right is a ham rig, a 100-watt ham rig. Now, I can almost instantly key up my ham rig and start broadcasting. Now, as long as I'm not broadcasting, and I'm going to say transmitting instead of broadcasting, but as long as I'm not using that for commercial purposes, if I'm just getting the message, the news out that people, I think people need to hear, and as long as I'm not doing it for commercial purposes and running advertisements and those kinds of things and trying to sell, that's perfectly bona fide and legal. So I can use a 100-watt ham rig, and if people knew the frequency...
Yeah, but that's going... The war with the technology that we're going to immediately fall back on.
That's
now,
exactly
how many people
right.
out there listening this moment to us have a ham receiver?
Well, probably very few. And of that 3% that we talked about, only a small fraction of those would have a ham receiver. Now, you would be able to listen to me with a shortwave receiver. But here's the problem. Here really is the problem. Some of the things that we talk about, Rick, we get the information from, we scour the Internet for the news, and then we give our commentary on the news. Now, you talk about things that you know as you look down and you look up as a farmer. You see those things, and I do too. Now, those we can continue talking about. We can continue talking about
the local,
activities
the
in our local. Right. But in terms of global, no, we would be at a serious, serious disadvantage.
Now, that banking, is the old Chautauqua and balloons and traveling circus and the networking that is not present yet in America.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I travel, when I leave the farm, let's say I'm going to hop on a four-wheeler and check the cows. I will say to everyone who is at the farmhouse, here's where I'm going, here's what I'm doing, and here's when I expect to be back. So if, let's say, that little visit to check on the cows is going to take me an hour, about 45 minutes into that hour, Mrs. Finelli or our children would say, Dad's not back yet. I wonder if he's okay. At the one-hour point, there would start to be a panic, and they'd say, Dad's not back yet. We're going looking for him. That's really what would happen. So if I happen to hop in the truck and go to Lebanon from the farm, which is about a half-hour trip, and I say, I'm going to be going to this store and then this store and then this store next, the family knows exactly the pattern of my travel. They know where I'm going. They know each stop, about how long it should take, and when I should be home.
Yeah, but
and if I were not home,
that your automobile is also working. Let's say right. you have no communications, and you have no vehicle. Somehow a coronal mass ejection or whatever did a CME, fried your ignition system
mm-hmm, right.
in the car, which mm-hmm. is projected. Now what are you going to do? You know, walk
well,
home?
In my case, I probably would not have to walk home, and I'll tell you why. We have other vehicles that operate on the road that are immune from coronal mass ejections. Okay, I'm talking about mechanically fuel-injected diesel vehicles.
Old technology.
Old technology. So what I'm saying, Rick, because I don't do things that most people do, and let me say what I mean.
That's true, Benson.
Rick, here's what happens. I know husbands and wives who have been married for a long time, and if I say to one of my male friends, hey, why don't we get your wife and my wife? Let's grab a bite to eat together. My male friend might say, I don't know where my wife is. Now, that's not the case in my house. Mrs. Finelli knows exactly where I am supposed to be. She does. She knows where I'm supposed to be. She knows what I'm doing. She knows how long it'll take, and she knows when I'm supposed to be home. So if I'm delayed, the search party is going to come out looking for me. If I'm delayed,
this is, and I guess the point I'm making is, even on the more subtle things, like who, you know, the thing that breaks up your marriage is when your wife had to cut your hair because there was no hair cutting going on in Lebanon. Like the metaphor goes across the board in every level of our life. You know, we don't read books anymore. It's iPad. We don't, you know, Kindle, Nook, whatever. I have people now, they don't want my book. They want an e-copy. And it's what I'm suggesting is there needs to be a revisioning of what is important in your life. Why?
And as we look at that revisioning, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I believe we're going backward for a good reason. And I'm saying that I like a paper copy of a book better than I like an electronic copy. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
You've got your
take my
when you go to the
feed
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So I've got this book in my hand, and I paid about $20 for it about 2 weeks ago. And it's called the Technician Class FCC Element to Amateur Radio License Preparation book. It was written by a gentleman by the name of Gordon West. And so I bought this book from Janet Randall. She had several copies at the meetup, and I decided I was going to take the ham technician test. And she was running a class where people would go for a couple weekends, and they'd spend time all working together, studying together. And I wanted to go, but I just could not get the time away from the farm. So I bought the book from her, and this book is written, it's got white pages, it's got some pictures in it, and it has black ink and blue ink. But my copy has black ink, blue ink, and yellow highlighting all over it. I mean, every page probably has some amount of yellow highlighting on it. The point I'm trying to make, Rick, is that these e-books work for some people, but for me, I've got it. I do it the old-fashioned way. I write my notes in the margin. I even have formulas written in permanent marker on the outside cover of the book. Now, normally, I don't write on books, but this was so important that I take this test quickly and get this information crammed into my mind very quickly that I wrote all over the book. Now, if this were an e-book, I would not have been able to do that. And then even more importantly, if this were an e-book, I would not be able to put it on my
picture. Well, they call those sticky notes, but yes, I get exactly what you're saying. Here's the deal. When I was a child, I read like crazy. That's why I am the monster that I am today with my memory. But back then, I used to keep my books because what if the world ended and this was the last of my entertainment? And so I had this library for backup. And now that library is my memory. I can, if you visit me, when I'm talking, we'll talk and then reach, without even looking, in this huge library around me and grab a specific book and go right straight to the page where I remembered it. And by having that there in my presence also reinforces my memory of what was important. And now, if we have a grid go down, I've at least got my Netflix together.
Mm-hmm. And that is exactly right. And the next point I was going to make, Rick, is this book that I have in my hand, I found some of it very, very relevant and important for my son to know some of this information. I wanted him to know Ohm's Law, and I wanted him to understand electricity and power and resistance and current and amps, and I want him to know that. And I can hand him this book, and I can say, about all this yellow, the yellow highlights in this book are really the important points. So if you want to cut right to the chase, that's it. And if you want to see the formulas, they're written on the cover, the outside cover of the book. And so he can probably go through this material even faster than I can. But if I had this book as a Kindle, and we have a wonderful friend, her name is Janet Randall. I'm 100% certain she's listening to this broadcast right now. She's one of our very loyal students. She's been to all of our expos, and she's a helper, and she's running her own meetups in Springfield, Missouri, where she's teaching all kinds of physical preparedness kinds of things. And she's doing a wonderful job. Well, she showed me her Kindle-type tablet, and she's able to download books for free. Now, for her, that works really, really well. She's got in her hands maybe 200 books on her Kindle. So for her, she can reference that material. And it's
that was the
pages.
Library.
Yeah,
that doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Now, I can't do that. You know, I've got the physical copies, and it'll take me a couple hand trucks to carry 200 books around. But, you know, for her, she loves the Kindle, and I think it's wonderful for her. For me, I love the paperbacks or the hard copies, the physical books that I can write in. But I can hand my son the copy of the book I bought, whereas if I had a Kindle version, how would I separate that one book from the 199 that are still left on the Kindle? I don't think it can be done. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I want to talk about aluminum in the environment. Cows are eating a half a pound a year each from the environment. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.